You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Once Were Gardeners is an exhibition by artist and carver Ngaroma Riley, currently showing at Season Gallery. It comprises a group of painted carvings that draw inspiration from a lecture of the same name by the late Moana Jackson. They reflect on and celebrate pre-colonial Māori life and emphasize the fact that a core meaning of the term Māori is natural. I had a kōrero with Ngaroma about Once Were Gardeners and the carving process. You draw inspiration from the late Moana Jackson in this exhibition. Can you expand on this inspiration and how it culminated in these carvings?
Yeah, the body of work is called Once Were Gardeners, which draws inspiration from a speech from the late Moana Jackson of the same name. And in his kōrero, he challenges the notion that Māori possess a warrior gene predisposing us to violence, and instead suggests that we're more likely to have a predisposition for gardening. So the work is a response to that, partly to the current political climate, which really seeks to undermine a lot of Māori histories, and you know, treat us all as one people, under continuing colonial system. So it comes from a place of anger and frustration.
Yeah.
But my response is to create something, a bit more uplifting, dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost a magical kind of glimpse into pre-colonial Ao Māori is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
More of a celebration of our culture than anything, I guess.
When did you first start carving?
I've always wanted to carve for as long as I can really remember, but never had the opportunity to learn anywhere until I was living and working in Japan. And then I was teaching at a high school and became mates with the art teacher, as you do. It was at an all-girls school, and he was teaching carving during one of his art classes. It was low to mid-relief carving, and I just said, oh wow, that looks amazing, can I jump in on one of your classes? And he said, yeah, come on in. So that's how I started out. And then when I changed jobs and moved to Sendai, and as my Japanese improved, I just looked around for, you know, weekend courses, and went along to a course carving Buddhist statues. So that was figurative carving. That's when I got into carving in the round. That's how it started.
What are some of the major themes or ideas expressed in the carvings as a collection?
One of the pieces is, so they're all based on the idea of once were gardeners, once were fishers, once were lovers. One of the works called Once Were Turehu, and Turehu were known to be kind of like fairies, mountain fairies. We have a turehu in my whakapapa. I don't really know anything about her other than the fact that she was supposed to be a turehu. So one of the pieces that's really about whakapapa, and there's a few little hints in there that hint to where I'm from. I use a blue colour, which references the colour Pukeputu, which is a bluish colour, and also the name of the Papa Kaima, where I hail from, where my grandfather grew up.
Yeah.
And then a great grandfather of mine, Pātana, was known to keep large ngārawa, which were apparently the size of Komodo dragons. And so I've combined this turehu and put a tail on it, and that's really a nod, a shout out to my tūpuna. Other pieces, the fisher, that kind of talks about skills that we used to have, everybody used to have, that have now kind of been lost, but there's still a hope to revive a lot of the practices. There's a revival of a lot of creative practices going on, like working with earth pigments. Ko Wairaro Collective have been doing a lot of mahi in that area. A lot of things which, during my time away in Japan, that's one of the things that I noticed when I came home, was that there was this kind of resurgence and revival of a lot of our craft forms which has been really exciting for me going into it. Yeah.
Throughout this creative process, is there a carving or sort of a moment that stood out to you?
Oh, well, yeah, I would say the Tūrehu one has got to be one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's about whakapapa, and each time, I mean, I'm still a beginner and I'm learning, and a lot of what I've been doing, I did a year at Te Waimangu Aotearoa when I came home, learning under Corey Boyd, which was amazing, and did a little bit under Ngā Tanahira Pone out at the Lake House, but I'm largely self-taught.
Yeah.
And I haven't learnt anywhere to do figurative pieces or large pieces that I've been doing. So that's all just been making mistakes and figuring it out on my own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like pieces that I did maybe a year ago, I kind of look back at, and I was quite proud of them at the time, and now I'm looking back at them going, ugh, you know, oh boy.
Yeah.
which is, you know, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, because totally.
It means that I'm making progress. And with the Tūrehu one, and, you know, I have these ideas, so I put them together, and then I come to carving it, and I'm like, oh, whoa, how am I going to get the chisel in there?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that at all, because I don't make maquettes first, so it just evolves as I'm doing it. And I think that the Tūrehu piece as well, I just managed to get the face, the expression, at a place where I hadn't kind of achieved that level before. So, yeah, so I was really happy.
Mm.
Particularly with that piece, I just thought, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Cracked it.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just that I hope people get along and see the show. I hope that they enjoy it, and that if anyone ever has to be part-time about anything, they're most welcome to reach out to me. I'm fairly decent with comms, so hopefully get back to them. Yeah, just because I've struggled in learning myself, and I'm still learning. If there are other people out there who are trying to learn themselves or would like to know how I do things, I'm totally open to sharing information about my practice, the tools that I use, all the rest.